Hi, I'm Austin.
I'm Josh.
I'm Justin.
Hey guys, have you seen Groundhog's Day? Looks like we're right back on track with how it usually goes that here. Have you
I
seen?
feel like we've been here before.
Shut up. Spoilers.
Come on, it's Groundhog's Day. I know the premise.
Oh, as soon as I brought this movie up to you, you're like, do we have to? I know the premise. But yes.
This movie is so iconic, apparently. The term Groundhog's Day is like in the English lexicon
Yeah.
to me, like repeating the same day over and over.
It was a
It's a
Groundhog's Day scenario.
genre of television and movie now.
For sure. Very closely associated with some other themes. Usually around the holidays, you get the Dickens Christmas Story or whatever. What's it called?
Christmas Carol.
Christmas Carol, yeah. I feel like they're kind of linked. It's almost a time travel thing. I don't know.
It
Like a
never.
time
How do
loop,
you think
right?
it's connected to a Christmas story?
Usually when you get people in these scenarios, they have to learn a very important lesson. And when
Yeah, why else are they time looping, right?
exactly, it's always I feel like it,
Oh, Christmas Carol.
yeah, not a
Okay.
Christmas
I
story.
was
You're not gonna shoot your eye out.
thinking Christmas story. I was like, what are you
But
talking
also, I
about?
don't think Josh has seen that. So it could be a
I
lot
don't
like
believe
either,
so.
according to him, until we watch both. It's like a Schrodinger's Christmas movie.
Will you poke your eye out, shoot your eye out, kid?
Josh, we know you know a little about this movie, but what we do here on the podcast is the people who haven't seen the movie give us a brief rundown of what they think the movie's going to be about, based solely on the title. This time, you have a lot to go on, just culturally, because
Kinda,
it's in the
yeah.
zeitgeist. What do you
This
think it's going to be about?
it's another one of those movies. Like, I know the premise and nothing else, which probably means this movie is nothing as far as like the plot. Right? You know, it's about a guy who keeps repeating the same day. He wakes up and it's like a certain time, like the same song is playing on the radio or whatever, and like this has been done to death by now, this trope in like cartoons and media and whatnot.
Can you think of any
And
examples, like movies that have done it recently that you can think of? Or
movies? No.
TV shows. Sorry.
I think did a parody of this in the Super Bowl, like for a
Ooh.
commercial.
Oh, okay, I see. I thought you meant the Super Bowl, like that would be trippy. The players run out, and then it's like the other team is supposed to run out, but the same players run out, and they do that.
Oh, that would be great if it's a summer sports movie, but they're in a time loop.
The big
You have to play
green
the same.
vortex.
You have to
They have
play
to
the
play the
same
same
game
game
over and over, and they find the magic of
until they
teamwork.
win.
No, until they lose,
Oh, that's the
right?
twist. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll call it Sand Loop. The Sand Loop. I don't know.
This isn't a Sandler movie, is it? Wait, whose movie is this?
Gobbledygook, you're stuck here with
This isn't a secret Sandler movie, is it?
You didn't see him, did you?
I don't know what the poster looks like.
Josh, is Sandler in the room with you right now?
I hope not. That
No,
would
this
be
is my
terrifying.
movie. This is
Okay.
off of
Cool.
my new list, which I'll give you one
Classic
guess
list again?
what the no, I'll give you one guess what the list is themed.
Holidays.
Sorry, Josh. It's Groundhog's Day movies.
What? Yep. Okay. My heart stopped for a second. I was like, oh no, are there two more of these?
like legit sequels?
yeah. I thought it's Groundhog's Day 1, 2, and 3.
Oh my
like,
god.
Oh no.
Every year I get trapped on the same day.
But no. So that means Happy Death Day is on list, right?
It
surely.
It does. We're going to be rounding out the list
Good.
With Happy Death Day. And I think you'll find the other one a real joy. It's a lot of fun.
I hope so. Because I bet I'm not going to enjoy this one.
Because Happy Death Day is a lot of fun. And then the third movie on my list is Edge of Tomorrow.
Oh.
I've heard of that.
Which is a lot of fun. Both
okay. A little different.
I mean,
I guess they're all a little different, but
but they have that central theme of being Groundhog's Day movies.
Have you seen what's the TV show that did it? Russian Dolls?
I've seen the first four episodes and then I kind of got over it. I got
it does it for the first season. The second season is a different anomaly.
Mm. It was really good acting, really fun. I might give it a shot. But it was also really depressing. It's dark.
It's depressing.
It reminded me of Breaking Bad, where I was like, oh, this is, oh, it just makes me feel bad. But what kind of movie do you think this is going to be, Josh?
I mean, like we were talking, right? Like, why does the character time loop? Because they got to learn something. You know, I imagine that they're, like, not a good person. And they have to learn to be a good person.
Are you
like
familiar?
Bruce Almighty?
Okay.
Right?
That's kind of a similar movie. When I was making this list, I typed in a couple of things, not just Groundhog's Day movies, but I straight up typed in movies where people learn lessons. And Bruce Almighty's like at the top of that list.
Sure.
And I was like, oh, that's a big old lesson, playing God for a day, I guess.
He didn't like it.
I don't think anybody liked it. Didn't he kill everybody by bringing the moon real close?
Oh, it should have happened. But
yeah.
No.
Like Moonfall, but way worse.
Yeah, the original Moonfall.
The original Moonfall is throw a lasso around the moon for you and pull it down.
Is that,
give it
is
to
that
you.
It's a Wonderful Life?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Josh, have we watched It's a Wonderful Life with you? It's in black and white. I feel like we have too. I might have to check the records on this.
Yeah, check the archives.
Yeah.
Of unreleased episodes.
I'm gonna say for right now, no, we haven't. But
wow.
I feel like we have.
We should.
We should. We definitely should if we haven't.
Sure.
We could definitely find some kind of live screening of that if we wanted to.
Oh, yeah. I think it's... We could put on our own live screening because it's public domain. You can pop that on a building downtown and they can't do anything to you.
It's like Winnie the Pooh.
Yep. That's a new one. That's a very new one that lost copyright. All right. So you get the gist, Josh. Somebody trapped in a loop got to learn something. I say we get to it, relive this day over a couple of times, and come back and
record this multiple times.
Share what we've learned. I was joking that I was going to just release this episode like 6 times in a row.
Just release it every Groundhog's Day.
Ooh, okay. You got me. Maybe we'll watch it, make you
like,
watch
we,
it every
we,
Groundhog Day.
Maybe not what. I think it would be
never agree to
just
that.
Record it, like record the review, but don't watch it again.
No, I think the whole shebang. So you get into it, you really start feeling it.
Like, you watch it like every 5 years?
Every year.
As a refresher?
Every year. Sort of like Bedazzled and you, Justin.
I haven't watched that movie since we failed to make that YouTube sketch.
I know, but we watched it so many times.
We did.
Yeah, that was the past and
seen it.
Private Little Hell. Oh. Is Sandler in that one?
No,
he's in a far worse movie about the devil that we are just about to get to. It's the next one on your list.
No, it's the second to next. It's the middle one on my list. The next one's Big Daddy.
Oh, I hate that one too. That's not fun. Tonight should be a lot of fun, though. No Sandler in sight. No matter how many times you watch this.
Doesn't mean it's not going to be...
My list is like an inescapable, repeatable hell, too.
I know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Here we go with Groundhog's Day from 1993. Let me see. Prediction show. Steady low. You're feeling just the same. But seasons come and seasons go. I'll make you smile again. If you don't believe me, take me by the hand. Can't you feel your warming up? Yeah, I'm your weatherman. All right, Josh, put your little hand in mine. Time to wake up again and talk about Groundhog's Day. How many times in a row have we done this?
Once.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Oh, shit, you guys are on your first loop? Oh, God. All right, here we go again. We're in Punxsutawney. Now, this movie kicks it off with polka. Right off the bat, and we are in the clouds. It's a weatherman movie. Not many of those. There's The Weatherman with Nicolas Cage.
Yeah.
There's this one. I feel like that should have been a bigger fantasy job in the 80s and 90s. Like, everybody was an architect.
I felt like it was more of like a TV fantasy job.
Than a movie fantasy job?
You know what I mean?
Sure, sure.
I feel like we saw a lot more TV weatherman than we did movie weatherman.
He's ahead of the curve with some of this green screen comedy. Mm-hmm. People wouldn't get green screens in their house and learn how to do this till decades later. He's like blowing the wind away. It's kind of hard to believe he was being recorded because he's being all like quippy and funny. I guess that's this station's gag. Like, we got the funny weatherman.
Everybody's got to have a gag.
Did either of you ever watch the weather, like these things in the morning before school to see if you like had to go to school? I know you probably had like snow warnings and stuff living here.
Yeah, just for the snow.
Yeah, there was like a
stuff.
Snow day maybe.
I remember listening to the radio for that. I don't remember a lot of the weather people. And you know, whenever I'm traveling, I like to in the hotel change the stations and see what local stuff is, and you come across the news and it looks identical to the way it did, but just like better CGI.
yeah his little setup didn't look too much different than it does today,
right?
Not that I've watched the weather in a while, because I can just look it up on my phone now and I don't have to watch them.
How about the Weather Channel? Either you a fan of that growing up?
Nah, my dad liked it, but no.
My sisters were big fans of it, and I didn't see the appeal back then, but I do now. It has some really smooth jazz playing. It's good for just background. It's like, do-do-do-do-do.
Sure.
Phil is our weatherman.
Bill Murray.
Yep, Bill Murray. Josh, recognize him from any previous episodes? He is... definitely a returning.
Did we do Ghostbusters?
We did not.
But he is in Ghostbusters.
Yeah, yeah. We'll give you half a point for that.
Okay.
We
I feel like we've seen before.
Is it Scrooged?
Uh-huh.
Okay. A different holiday
uh-huh. movie, and like we were talking about in the opening, a Carol movie, a Dickens-esque Christmas Carol kind of movie.
Mm-hmm.
He was also in Caddyshack recently. He was the groundskeeper that was hunting the groundhog. Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. Is this a revenge story?
He does kill the groundhog in one time loop.
He does.
I'm saying, I think...
Do you think it was the same groundhog?
Yes. I think the groundhog, he's like Doctor Strange in the multiverse of madness, and he can go around and he's like, I'm going to fuck with Bill Murray in all the timelines. Because in one of them, like, Bill Murray's like some big wizard and he's some king and they have some
endless It's power. Not, but that would be really cool if there was some kind of groundhog interaction with every movie he's in.
Like, if you look at Lost in Translation really closely in the 4K, you can see a groundhog just dancing in the streets of Tokyo. Or
yeah.
The Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
I mean, it wouldn't be all that hard to put him in those any of those Wes Anderson movies.
Oh, no. No, not at all. In those movies, he would be stuffed above the fireplace and mounted.
Of course. All the time.
Oh, yeah. The Royal Tenenbaums. I bet he's just stuffed and mounted in that mansion. Wow. Didn't know we were crossing over movies, but here we are. After the Polka movie and all the clouds, and we meet the weather crew. We meet Bill Murray's the weatherman. Andy McDowell is the new producer. And Chris Elliott, which I forgot he was in this, is the cameraman. Chris Elliott, I don't know what he's doing these days, but he did a lot of work on The Tonight Show with David Letterman. He had a fun reoccurring bit where he lived under the seats, and he was like a goblin person.
He's in a lot of those scary movies, right? Or just maybe the one?
Oh, yeah, I believe you're right. So this is our crew, and they are tasked with going to Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, because it's February 1st, tomorrow's Groundhog's Day, and I guess Bill Murray is tasked going there every year and recording this.
Also, Austin, he's doing just fine. He was the mayor of Schitt's Creek in Schitt's Creek.
Chris Elliott was?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Okay. Because I know they tried for like a year to make him a leading man. He had his own TV show. You remember that? We went up to Colorado that one time.
And stayed at that guy's house and he had that weird show.
He had that show on DVD and I was like, I didn't even know they made a DVD copy of this. He's also in a movie where he's a pirate.
I haven't seen that one.
Yeah.
But he's not the main character in Schitt's Creek, even though the town is named after him.
Oh, really?
Yes.
He's the mayor. Titular character?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's in most episodes, maybe all of them. I'm not sure.
Okay, cool.
But he's not one of the rich people that the show's about.
Does Bill Murray ever show up in that?
No.
Oh. I've seen...
But Catherine O'Hare, that's worth watching it right there.
Sure. I've seen the first episode. I haven't got any further than that. A lot of stuff out there. Because this is a 90s movie, we have to have like tropical steel drums playing over a big city. I don't know why. That was just a big thing we were doing back then in the 80s and 90s.
Is this like a thing where local weathermen think they're actual celebrities?
It has to be.
I mean, I guess not even just the weathermen. It would be like all news people, right?
I bet, especially at this time when your town doesn't even have cable in a lot of places, so there's three channels you can watch the news on.
Yeah, I worked in Roswell. I remember at the restaurant I worked at, the local news team came in all the time, and they had a special booth. They had that they like basically demand. It's just one booth in the corner that they always got set in.
Wow. I predict eggs and waffles.
I'd love to think that like local people like keep their persona around town.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
This one doesn't fit. Could you get me a larger size? I'm going to need you to move on to the east and later come back to the west with that shirt.
They don't ever look at the people that they're talking to. They just keep staring ahead like they're reading a teleprompter.
He does a weatherman bit at the first day of breakfast in Punxsutawney.
Of course he does.
Yeah, He's doing weather bits.
He does this all the time.
Oh, yeah. He's
all the time.
The king of weather. He's like, do you really want to talk about the weather? Because I went to fucking college for the weather.
He makes the weather, I think. Is
I make the weather. We'll get there. Yeah. He knows the different types of clouds, Justin.
Uh-huh.
He knows, like, the long stretched out ones and the tall
the
ones.
The cumulus.
The nimbus. Yeah. The storm ones.
Uh-huh.
He knows all of that. Plus, he knows different types of wind. He knows the names of different types of wind.
Oh, fuck the wind.
If you ever wonder how to make someone from New Mexico mad, just talk about the wind. So they get to town. He's a real shithead. He doesn't want to go. He's sick of the celebration. But because it's a groundhog predicting the weather, whose name is also Phil, they just think it's hilarious to send their weatherman named Phil. And they drive a long way, it seems like. Like, you're a local weatherman. I guess he's in Philadelphia, so it's a pretty big town. But
yeah, I thought he was Pittsburgh.
Sure.
Whatever. That's
not. Yeah, Punxsutawney's in Pittsburgh, in Pennsylvania.
Yeah. So is Philadelphia, but I knew it was one of the big towns in there. I guess they send them on location with a full van full of gear. They get to the hotel and he's still being a diva. He's like, this place is a shithole. I'm not staying here. I stayed here a couple of years ago. I don't remember what he says about it, but right away, Andy McDowell's like, oh, I know.
Call her a flea bag or something like that.
She's like, I know. I heard about it from everyone at the office. They're like, you didn't let it go for the next 3 years. So she booked him an Airbnb, and it's actually a pretty nice place, other than the fact that it doesn't have hot water. That's pretty inexcusable. Like,
yeah,
these places
that would be a deal breaker.
Come on, it's so cold outside. But what your hot water heater's outside, you can't put it in the basement or something? She just laughs at him. She's like, it's snowing. Why would we have hot water? I don't know. Maybe that's like this town's thing. We take cold showers here.
The whole small town thing is like one of them.
Hey, man, they pray to a groundhog. Is that too far off?
No, not really.
We take cold showers and pray to a rodent.
I remember in Roswell, there was like a really big event that was like the lizard races.
Whoa.
Did you ever go to that, Josh?
I do not remember that.
Were these live lizards?
Uh-huh.
Okay. In Hawaii growing up, we had duck races, but it was in the river, and you would like sponsor a yellow rubber duck and have a number on the bottom, and they'd let them go in the river. And then, like, fish them out, and yours could win if it was first.
Mm. Yeah, ours was more abusive to the lizards.
Just whapping them with little sticks. Yeah, lizard, yeah.
No, just corralling them into, like, the little, you know, little lanes, and then
sure,
they run.
Yeah. Probably get a treat at the end, like a bug or a worm or something.
Something like that, yeah.
He meets Ned Ryerson on his way for the first time. This is Stephen Tobolowsky.
Awesome.
Bing.
Love Stephen Tobolowsky.
One of my favorite parts of this growing up was just how annoyed he gets by this guy every single time. He can't avoid him. And not only can he not avoid him, it's this stupid puddle right off the curb that's like 3 or 4 feet deep. This is a big one. So,
gotta watch the first step. It's a doozy.
He's on his way to record in the morning at the what is this park? It has a crazy name where they actually talk to the groundhog. Knob's Bend. No, it's even worse. It's Gobbler's Knob.
Gobbler's Knob.
I'm not joking. There's a sign over this park that reads Gobbler's Knob.
Okay.
You can find it. I'll find a still of it.
Okay. But,
yeah. You're on a date in like high school in this park, and you're like, hey, should we go hang out at
Yeah, we all know what happens at Gobbler's Knob. A very popular high school hangout spot.
It's a good way to blow $10 in the summer, too. Go down to Gobbler's Knob.
The cops have to come down Gobbler. They go down Gobbler's Knob quite often, unfortunately.
You see, it's Brian Doyle Murphy running the celebration. His Bill Murray's real life brother, Murray. Sorry,
oh, really?
Not Murphy. Yeah. He refuses to give it a second take. He's doing it really sarcastically and snide. He's like, "All right, that's it. We're out of here." And Punxsutawney Phil, I don't know what the rule is. I've never been able to remember this, but like, he sees his shadow, and that's bad.
That's bad. Yes.
But that means it's sunny out. Why would more winter come from sun? That's why I can't ever remember it. Like, if he doesn't see his shadow, it means it's cloudy. I don't know. It messes.
That's not the pagan ritual.
Well, did anybody look into the actual history of Groundhog's Day while they were watching this?
No, I did not.
Ooh. Okay, we'll talk about it at the end of the episode.
Why?
A little bit of the history. Oh, I guess we can go into it now.
Yeah.
All right, Groundhog's
Day. We're thinking about it now. I don't want to be in suspense.
Well, that's what keeps the listeners listening till the end, Justin.
I did research.
We already got the play.
Keep...
I don't care if they keep listening.
What was that, Josh?
I did research on the movie. I was watching this that we can say at the end.
All right, so, well, either way, it's not a pagan tradition. It's a Christian tradition.
Well, that's not surprising.
It has... roots in Candlemas, when they would like bless and distribute candles for the winter. But in early Groundhog Day, they would pull out this rodent and totally just get it drunk and celebrate with it all day. It was a badger sometimes.
Okay.
It was.
Why? Why?
I mean, it was a dark, cold winter, and it would last a long time. And you had a lot of beer because this was coming from German roots. Like
enough where you're like, we should pull out a rat and get it drunk.
Hey, man.
And if it sees its shadow, it's going to snow longer?
Well, first it was a bear, but that didn't go so well. So they sort of
too much beer?
Well, yeah, and once you get a bear blackout drunk, it runs amok in the town.
Oh, okay.
So if you tone that down to a groundhog, they tried badgers too, but that bit too many people.
A beaver?
Yeah, you can do.
I guess the problem was with porcupines.
Beavers didn't react well to the alcohol. Porcupines can't be danced with.
Otters?
I swear, otters don't like being out of the water that long, and they have trouble swimming drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I swear we tried every other animal we could think. Horses, cows, no.
Wolverine?
No, that's the same problem as a bear. We whittled it down to a groundhog because it's easy to get them drunk. They're really tiny. You can catch them, because that was part of it, too. There was a hunt portion that was...
foxes?
What's that?
Oh, used foxes?
Well, foxes are too hard to catch. Even drunk, they're still, like, wily as a fox.
Oh, no, I'm saying you use the fox... Like, oh, no, I'm thinking fox hunt.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about... After they would get the groundhog drunk, they would hunt it.
After they got it drunk.
That's why they whittled it down to a groundhog.
Make it easier on themselves.
Oh, it's way easier than catching a drunk bear. Yeah.
Get it real drunk, make it think you're friends, and then you're like, better run.
So, yeah, that's the unofficial history of Groundhog's Day. And that's how we got to where we are today. It was Badger Day for a long time. There's always been sort of winter celebrations, of course. This one's a little later. It's in It's in Feb. It's usually been in February. That's based
It's
on
a weird one.
a Gaelic calendar thing.
And the fact that a weird movie came around off of it makes sense.
Yeah. It's kind of the perfect holiday to make a goofy movie about because like it nobody has strong associations with it and it
It kind
has
of
a
pissed
really
people off for
quirky
making fun of Groundhog's Day.
History as and traditions to this day are still really strange. So yeah, you couldn't really do it with like Arbor Day. What are you gonna have like trees come to life or something?
Yeah, and you can't touch the big ones. People will get mad.
Yeah, like Administrative Officials Assistance Day.
Yeah,
They get
President's
real
Day.
mad. Oh. You can't
President's
touch
Day
the
sounds like an
big
action
ones.
movie.
I love how you say you can't touch the big ones while Halloween has been on your list and every goddamn Christmas movie under the sun. Christmas with the Cranks, we did that one.
I know.
What was the one with Ferris Bueller? Not the
I was
Wizard.
talking about, yeah.
Not the Wizard. We just did that last week. But what was the one where he lived across the street from Danny
Deck
DeVito?
the Halls.
Deck the Halls. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a
That
truly terrible movie.
truly. I feel like if you looked it up though, it has like one of those straight to DVD or Disney Channel sequels that no
I'm
one
sure it does.
from the original one is in, except for like one of the daughters.
Oh, that was another one of those movies that had a joke about, like, one of the jokes was just that, like, the daughters were hot for the name for Danny DeVito, right?
Yeah, but not
That was one of the jokes.
yeah.
Not really a joke, but that's what you get with that movie.
Sure. That didn't happen in this movie tonight.
No.
No, not at all. I would love to sit and or and talk to you, but I'm not going to. He just walks off. I love that line. I would love to stand here and talk to you, but I'm not going to. Brian Doyle Murray pulls the groundhog out. He has this cute little chat with him where he's like whispering in its ear and he's like, "Oh, should I tell him the
This dude
truth?"
loves that groundhog.
Oh, yeah. And he takes this position seriously with the whole get up.
And then now he heralds it like he's announcing a prince coming in.
Yeah, I think he takes it home with him. He might live with it.
It's his pet.
All.
They don't know, but I get you drunk every day.
Every day is Groundhog's Day at our house, little
What?
buddy. Oh, tonight I'll get drunk and you can chase me around. Oh, that'd be kind of cute. So, Bill Murray really wants to leave town tonight. He hates this town, but the weather makes it impossible. And this is funny. He predicted that the storm wouldn't hit, but it does.
Weatherman doesn't know what he's talking about.
Doesn't know at all. This scene's pretty funny when they're in the snow in the van and he's getting out yelling at the cop, and this is where he's like, "I make the weather." He's really, really, really full of himself. He's like, "You can go back to Punxsutawney, or you can stay here and freeze."
Freeze to death.
And he takes a minute and he's like, "I'm thinking." That was pretty good. A lot of one-liners that are pretty funny in this. I don't know if they've disseminated through pop culture though. Josh, did you recognize any of the lines from this?
I don't think he did.
Okay.
No, there wasn't like wine drops where I was like, oh, it's that movie.
Gotcha.
Do you, should I have known? Swan, is there like a big one here that I missed maybe?
You know, you usually pick them up before I do even, so I
I
was
know,
just
that's why
referring to
I
you.
think I didn't there was one. But
He was just setting you up, man.
No big line, it's just a big movie.
Love it. It looks like all the long distance lines are down. He can't book a flight, he can't book a bus, can't take a taxi to the big city, because getting snowed in. This is the part of the country where legit snows up to like the roof sometime.
Legit. Snow pooling?
It snows big. Snows big, boys. I know we live in a part of the country where it snows a little, and everybody's like, "Oh my God, it's snowing!" And people go sledding, which is cool, but it never snows that big.
And it's never a big snow here. I know.
We get freezes, which are more scary, I think, than big snows, where the temperature just drops suddenly below freezing, and all the pipes blow up. Is that what happened?
Yeah.
All the long distance lines in this town? Because he says this is almost like a horror movie at this point. He's like, all the long distance lines are down. We can't even get the satellite phone to work. And it's like, oh.
This is worse than what happens to people in most horror movies, which is dying.
That's right? Debatable. You seem like a guy who would look at this and say, this glass is half empty.
Well, he tries to kill himself so many times to escape it. We'll get through that.
I was reading some stuff like how long people think he's trapped in the time.
Oh,
before.
I was hoping we'd get to that, yes.
And yeah, it's anywhere from like 10 years to like 50 years. They based it like how long it takes you, like, you know, learn the piano and stuff like that. Like how it takes you to master all the skills that he gets good at.
He ended up mastering.
Yeah, because he only has like, you know, an hour or something each day to practice piano.
Once you figure out that you can still like better yourself and your body, and like the things that you remember don't reset. Which I mean, I guess if they did, then you'd just be stuck in the loop and not even know it.
That'd be fine. Yeah. That might be every day. Who knows?
That's how we're already in.
Yeah.
but once he, yeah, like I guess once you get past that and realize that you can better yourself,
he goes through a lot of different stages, as you do when you realize you're in a Groundhog Day situation.
He goes through the stages of grief specifically, I believe.
Uh huh. Indeed, he does. This is day one, part two. It's the first time he's woken up and realized today is the same day. He throws this dude up against the wall for saying good morning right away and is like, didn't we do this yesterday? It's like, bro.
Because he does greet him in a weird way that's like...
Yeah, but if you said hello to somebody 2 days in a row and they threw you up against the wall and were just like, tell me today isn't yesterday. Did the day change for you? I mean, a lot of people just have standard greetings they give people.
That is true. But I don't imagine. I think it specifically referenced what day it was.
Yes, he's like, "You gonna go down and see the celebrations?" he asked the friend or the woman who always asked him if he wants some coffee and how he slept. He's like, "Do you ever have deja vu?" And she says she'll go check with the kitchen, which I thought was pretty good. She thinks he means a dish, a food dish or a drink.
Mm-hmm.
When he gets to Gobbler's Knob, he asks... I love it. He asks Annie McDowell to slap him, and she doesn't think twice. She's just like, fuck yeah, this dude's a dick. We had to ride in the car all day with him yesterday. Complain about how stupid this town is.
How big of a deal he is.
Oh, yeah. I don't need to do this small town rodent shit. I got the weather under my control. I'm basically Zeus.
Someone might see me interviewing a rodent and think I have no future.
This is when he starts to lose a grip on things. He realizes he may be stuck in the same day for a while.
I mean, I would immediately lose my shit, too.
Oh, yeah.
The second you realize what's going on.
Yeah. You don't try and play it off for just a little bit in case it's like you're getting pranked or something?
It's the only other thing it could be.
Yeah. But we didn't have any of those reality shows back in 93.
Some kind of elaborate The Game-esque.
I believe we did that one.
situation.
Yeah, yeah. Where just everyone is in on it.
Uh-huh.
This is too perfect, though. He is living the same day over and over. Josh, what'd you think about this? How they handled it?
What do you mean, like, how they showed the time each time or what?
I just mean the repetition and how he went through it. You mentioned the five stages of grief. Did you pick up on that, or is that something you like read after the fact?
No, I read it after. It's you know, at the time I was kind of shocked how quick loop one was. It was like 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes loop two. Like, they did not have enough scenes to loop this, like, for the next, like, 7 minutes that this movie, you know, he is, like, he goes down to breakfast, he meets the, you know, he goes to the ground stay thing, you know, I guess he talks to the lady news person, and, like, that's it, and then his day is over. Like, how the hell they just keep doing this, and then they, you know, go into the, he, you know, betters himself, and he,
the lady remembers
that he likes the lady person, I guess, which, you know, drives half the movie. Did I miss a lot? Something early on, because it felt like that came out of nowhere.
Yes.
Or like on like loop seven, he's like, "Oh yeah, I also like this person."
Her name is Rita, played by Andy Rita McDowell. Right. And he says later on, there's a real blink and you miss it line where he's like, the first moment I saw you at the news station, something happened.
But there's other loops where he just like has flings with other whip and stuff too.
I think that's just him realizing he can do anything he wants and be just a real fun, creep with it. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah. And like realizing this is a power he can use to get what he wants.
That's that basically the Andy Samberg movie of this. The Resort, I think it is.
Oh, really? Andy Samberg has a Groundhog's Day movie?
Yeah, but it's more focused on him hooking up with girls.
Okay, this one's pretty focused on him hooking up, so that must be all like, about it.
Like, yeah, it's basically this. Except there's two people stuck in the loop.
Oh, interesting. Okay. It kind of turns into a dating sim a little bit at this point, where he's like, I gotta make all the right choices. I'll do it next time. Oh, she doesn't like white chocolate or fudge.
I like how, like, was there another, he decides to, like, commit to the better thing? Because at a certain point, or loop 7 million, he just starts bettering himself for like 10 million more loops and then executes on like 10 million and one.
Yes. So he goes through the depressive phase, which Justin brought up.
Right.
He steals Punxsutawney Phil and has an amazing car chase with him. He's letting the fucking groundhog drive. I love it. Everybody blocks him off at the quarry. He drives off. Boom. And this is where Chris Elliott, as the great line, maybe they're okay, and the car just fucking blows up.
Probably not now.
Oh, I like the mayor too, Brian Doyle Murray, being like, if you have to shoot him, aim high. I don't want to hit the groundhog. Like, don't shoot out the tires. Go for the kill shot on Bill Murray. He stole my fucking groundhog.
My best friend.
That's my little buddy in there.
Punks, you better give it back to me right now!
Phil! Who will I go drinking with? He's my wingman.
That little groundhog's gotten me laid so many times!
He introduced me to my wife. So he tries that. I mean, he goes into the whole, like, suicidal part of this that I feel is a trope in any Groundhog's Day situation where you lose hope and you're just like, maybe killing myself will be an easy way out. It's not. Doesn't work. Josh, what the switch is the when he finally gets Andy McDowell to spend the night. He realized, so he's been doing all this,
like all the tries doesn't
all
work.
All the tries. Like,
mm-hmm.
He's getting real manic with it too. This is sad. Like the first time they build a snowman, it's cute, and they're in the winter, and like the kids get in a snow fight, and it's real organic. But then the second time it happens, he's like forcing it, and you're like, oh no, this is getting bad. we get a montage of him, her slapping him over and over and over and over, which is pretty good. I wonder if they just left the camera running.
He got slapped in the filming in this movie.
Oh, yeah, I'm saying they just left the camera running and put all the slaps that she actually gave him in this movie. That was a super cut from behind the scenes.
She slaps him in the first step, like the first one where he thinks it's repeating. He tells her to.
Yeah.
Or asks her to. And then there's this montage.
Because he's a fucking creep at this point.
Yeah.
He's like, Rocky Road. All right, she likes that. She likes French
at poetry. This point, he's a creep the whole damn movie until he learns his lesson, I guess.
That's the point, though, right?
And then he's still kind of a creep about it.
He is. That's the Bill Murray-ness coming through.
I learned my lesson, but I'm still going to do what I was doing anyway.
As long as this damn groundhog keeps seeing its shadow, I'm stuck here. He has to be stopped, and I have to stop him. So good. It's kind of dark that it doesn't reset until 6 in the morning, regardless of if he's awake, asleep, or dead. Because mm-hmm. they have to identify his body at the morgue. And that means there's a good, I don't know,
oh, yeah.
6 hours, sometimes 12 hours. Of
like that time when he killed himself in the beginning with the toaster, yeah. He was dead that whole day.
That whole day.
It didn't like, just immediately shit, reset.
Yeah. Now, that's my question. Is it resetting, you think, for everyone? Or is he just jumping, like, multiverse timelines?
Yeah, he's just like, caught in a stream.
So there's a bunch of them where he was actually a dick for that day, and, well, I don't know.
I was kind of hoping the movie was going to recover, and that was going to the crux is, like, he starts being, like, more of a douchebag, whatever, and then, the loop just happens to break, like, after he does something horrible, and like the rest of it is him having to fix it.
Oh, that would be really good. That would be a fucking great premise for a Groundhog's Day movie. You get to the second act, like, where he's real depressed and just, like, shoots somebody, and he gets arrested and wakes up in jail, and it's like, oh no, I didn't even know that guy.
He finds out that the loop happens like 20 times, and that was the 20th one.
I swear, Your Honor, I was in a Groundhog's Day when I did it.
He has to get back in the loop to fix it.
And they all came back.
I like Josh's idea. Yeah, I have to get back to the loop.
He meets somebody else who also claims they've been with 20 loop Groundhog Day.
This could be a series.
They're like, how did you do it?
Yeah. You guys are talking about Russian Dolls.
Okay. Well, neither of us have watched that. So. you're right. He has a switch after he realizes he needs to stop trying for selfish reasons, stop being a dick, stop trying to like manipulate people into sex with learning every aspect of their life.
Yeah, like mesmerizing them into think like it's really weird.
It's weird. Yeah. Yeah. Here's this guy you met yesterday. Who was a
it's kind of
yesterday.
Like it's a kind of what there's not a word for it, but it's just weird.
He has a good memory though. He doesn't like pull a notepad thing when he's like bringing her around the diner, like telling her.
He
about
has to have a good memory.
He just remembers.
Yeah, after so many times, how are you gonna forget?
I guess sure.
But you're right. He probably does have a great memory. It's also repetition because he is doing everything in this town. I love the scene where he steals the money. He has it down to the second.
Mm-hmm.
He shows up to the fucking movies dressed as a cowboy. And his date's dressed as a French maid. And she's like, I thought we were going to a costume party. And he's like, nah, this is just my favorite movie. I've seen it over 100 times. That's how many times he's been stuck in here. He doesn't have anything other to do than go to the same movie at the theater. Over 100 times.
Yeah.
Pretty good. Sees Nancy and he's like, was my ex-fiance. Doesn't even remember me now. So he starts to be good. He goes around town. He has a bunch of like little errands he does to help people, we get a really sad moment. I think one of the actual, like, most touching moments when he's trying to save this old dude.
I said, you can't.
He takes him to the hospital for the first try, and that doesn't work. And it's like, well, what do you do now if taking him to the hospital didn't work? So he just tries to make it as pleasant as possible. He buys him a ton of soup and stuff at the diner, gives him CPR on the street, realizes that even though he's trapped to live forever, this guy's like the opposite. He's kind of cursed to die over and over on this day, no matter what happens. I don't know, it kind of seemed like a mirror to me into what's happening to him. I
For
think he
sure.
realizes that, like, he may be trapped here, but this dude, he's out of time. And
Yeah, like some
something,
things can't change, like no matter
yeah,
what you
and
do.
Andy McDowell told him it's about how you look at it. Like, why don't you take up some things you've always wanted to learn? You like have an isolation bubble kind of from the rest of the world to learn any skills you want.
Yeah. He's
Kind of
got like
does.
his own little hyperbolic time chamber.
Yep. And he does. He go I love this part where he goes to the piano teacher and offers her $1,000 for one day lesson, and she kicks this other girl out.
Yeah.
He gets really good at piano. One of the skills he gets that we don't see till
Sculpting.
the last night of the movie is ice sculpting. He Not only that, he saves a kid from falling out of a tree who never says thank you.
Yeah.
He,
By the way, he said he did that 27 times.
yeah.
So he's been.
That's out in the burbs, man. Like, he had to like research, and he's like, how much good can I physically do? And he's
That's
like,
like one of the loud. That's like one of the last ones he discovered is this
yeah.
kid's falling out of the tree.
He's like, oh shit, this kid's on like, he's exactly 7 miles away. It fits in my schedule. He falls out of a tree and cracks his head open once a day. Yep. The first few times he just watched to get the trajectory right.
And then he kind of like stopped a little while after he didn't say thank you the first 10 times.
Yeah, I saved you 27 times, but they weren't all in a row, you little bastard. You better not hope this is one of my final days.
Oh, that's the get back to the stream. He's like, oh, I didn't save that kid yesterday.
Oh,
Yeah,
shit. He's like, nope, can't be my perfect day. Slaps Andy McDowell and like walks into a bus. So he also saves the Punxsutawney Phil's handler from having or from choking on a steak. They say he's having a heart attack, but nobody gives him the Heimlich maneuver at this restaurant, which is pretty accurate. It's kind of scary.
People just watch.
I've been in this situation where people have stood up and done the international I'm choking symbol and people freeze. They just watch. He rushes. It takes a interdimensional being of Bill Murray to save your life. This town has a lot going on. There's a lot happening. Every restaurant they're in is full. There's a grand celebration. And you know what? I guess this is right. Looking up Groundhog's Day, it can bring crowds in as large as 40,000 people, which is nearly 8 times the population of the town the rest of the year.
My God, that's worse than the Alien Festival.
Because of this movie, right?
No.
Because like that before, this
Yeah.
movie was made because of that, I'm guessing.
Yeah. Because
Right, but it had 40,000 people here before this movie came out.
Yes, this has been a
Wow.
celebration going on since at least like 1887 is when it was considered official. And you know what? It happens at Gobbler's Knob. That's a real place. You know what happens down at Gobbler's Knob every year? The groundhog. Marmota Monax is a hibernating rodent of the... Ooh, here, get ready for this, boys. Sciuridae, belonging to the group of large ground squirrels. Oh, they're just big squirrels? That's cute. I see it. I'm looking at some pictures.
Those names not even Phil?
What? No, no, I was talking about... That's the science shit. It's definitely Punxsutawney Phil.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, that wasn't made up for the movie. It would have been funny because Bill Murray's name is Phil. Justin, did you recognize the young couple, one of the dude from it?
The young couple that got sent to WrestleMania?
Yep. Reoccurring actor on our show, one of Josh's episodes.
No.
All right. This is character actor Michael Shannon, who usually plays villains nowadays. That's him at like 20-something.
That's funny.
That was cute too. This couple
before he got back. It was before he got bad guy face.
This I don't know. He's looking kind of scary in this. Like, he could do bad guy face is what I'm saying. Yeah, Josh, we're talking about famed. Have you seen movie? Delivery boy
Premium
rides
Rush.
Bike through New York. Yeah.
Premium Rush.
The bad guy from Premium Rush.
He's the cop from Premium Rush.
The couple that he sent to WrestleMania, the guy from it.
Huh.
Another.
He was also the bad guy in that train movie we just saw.
Was he?
Mm-hmm. Michael Shannon?
Wow, yeah, they made him all Rasputin-like. You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had real bad guy face in that. Everybody in town loves him. Everybody knows him because he's just been going around town for this one day doing incredibly good shit. He's playing.
He's got it down.
He's tearing up on the piano. This is amazing. But I guess when you're friends with the Blues Brothers in real life, you probably know a couple of blues songs on
probably.
Piano. You go to enough SNL parties and do enough like cocaine, and they're like, you gotta sit and play this, Bill. They make you. Dan Aykroyd makes you while he dances on top of the piano in his Blues Brothers outfit.
Back when he was tall and lanky.
Nah, he has a special built piano to support him these days. He still does it. Yeah. Trust me, Bill. It'll support me. Me and this tub of Crystal Skull vodka.
Vodka. Yeah.
Watch out for UFOs. He is sort of killing it. He's been a good guy all day. He's at the party. He plays piano. He goes outside and is ice sculpting. And then, since it's a 90s movie, there has to be a bachelor auction.
Is that either a thing in 90s movies?
Yes, this is a trope in 90s movies especially that I was going to ask, have either of you ever seen a bachelor auction in real life?
No.
No.
I feel like... Maybe I have.
Like, I feel like that's something you would remember.
Yeah, maybe I've just seen it so much in media, but I don't know. It hit me hard. I was like, whoa, these were things.
Was it like when you were a child and that's why you didn't get auctioned?
There shouldn't have been me there if I was a child. So no, I'm going to say no for right now. Or I did get auctioned. No.
I think you were in a different place, Austin.
I got groundhog day.
You got Epstein Island.
I don't think any of the people in this were on the Lolita Express, thankfully. I don't know. Bill Murray has a questionable history. I'm not saying anything, but I haven't read the list, so I have no idea. As we were saying, there's a bachelor auction. And, yeah, this happened in everything. This was in every fucking sitcom and cartoon for a while. This is in The Simpsons in an episode. I'm sure it was on Cheers.
That's what you were saying, that this is a trope that you've seen over and over. This was it, though. This is the first time. This is what introduced all those tropes, right?
No. Not in 93. I think it existed before this.
I guess. Why is it the most famous one, then?
I don't think it is.
Then what is the other one?
Most. I'm gonna look it up right now. Famous. I don't even know how to spell Bachelor.
It's the Stuck in Time story.
Oh, wait. What do you mean? Most famous Groundhog's Day situation or most famous Bachelor auction?
No, I'm not talking Bachelor auction. I'm talking Groundhog's Day movies.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm saying Bachelor auction.
No.
You thought I was stuck in a Groundhog's Day and didn't remember if it had actually happened to me?
No. We moved on from that.
I must be stuck in a Groundhog's Day. No, if you look up Bachelor Auction, it's on TVTropes.com. Just trying to find a couple of really good examples of it. Yeah, Coyote Ugly, Groundhog's Day, Road Trip, White Chicks, Arrested Development had one, California Dreams, Charmed, yep, Cheers, Bidding on the Boys episode, Dave's World, Designing Women, Doogie Howser, MD, Family Matters, Frasier, Full House, Golden Girls, Green Wing, Home Improvement, Leverage, Lois and Clark, Midnight Caller, Monk, as recently
they all
as
believed
Monk.
You.
I'm just saying, I know, I'm not proving a point, I'm saying I can't believe there were so many Bachelor-themed episodes of TV, like Bachelor auctions.
There was a lot. Again, that's another thing that it feels like it was more on TV than on movies.
Definitely.
And I guess it's just because, like, TV, you know, they last longer, so it's more likely for things to happen.
Yeah, right? You need to fill 60 episodes a season or 30 episodes, and you just have a bunch in a hat. And
oh, like, I'm in a Groundhog's Day scenario.
How about a Bachelor auction scenario? The New Adventures of Robin Hood had a Bachelor auction in it.
Jesus Christ.
Saved by the Bell, Seinfeld, Spin City, Steve Harvey Show, Vampire Diaries, White Collar.
They bid on vampires?
It actually has a little description. Let's see if they're bidding on vampires. In an episode of A Few Good Men of the Vampire Diaries, there's a raffle. It's not actually a bidding war.
Win a date with the vampire?
I don't know enough about Vampire Diaries.
I don't either. Never seen an episode.
Josh?
No.
Oh, it kind of seems like something you would be into. I don't know.
I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of things that I'm not aware of.
There was an episode of American Dragon Jake Long with one. Batman,
wow.
The Animated Series, The Looney Tunes Show, El Tigre, The Simpsons.
Rugrats!
No, yes. Rugrats, sadly. Oh, you're right. Yep, Rugrats at the bottom in the R. Chucky and Angelica bid on him? Oh, but then she made him clean her dolly house. That makes sense.
What kind of, like, writer's room meet do you have for Rugrats that's like, hey, let's do that scene from Grant?
I didn't look up how many TV episodes did a Groundhog's Day. I want to make that clear. There's probably more than that list I just read.
I would
That was
so.
How many TV shows did a Bachelor auction. I bet there are so many that did a Groundhog's Day.
Every show.
Yeah, almost as many that do a Christmas Carol. So he goes outside. Annie McDowell wins him. She bids way higher than the person before her bid, which is just kind of a bidding faux pas. Don't want to do that.
Yeah,
and
why?
Then they decide to just end the auction.
Yeah,
like,
these
what?
People don't know how to run auctions at all.
It's kind of offensive, really, if somebody's like 50, and somebody's like 55, and somebody's like 60, and you're like
$5,000.
They're like, sir, you play with the rules. Like,
this
come on.
This is like in North by Northwest when he's fucking with the auction.
Oh, I love that scene. $2,000. $1. $42. she wins him, and he's like, oh boy, did you ever win this time? Because I went on a date with those old ladies, and they showed me a crazy good time. So I'm going to... I already showed you I could ice sculpt, but I'm going to, like, on the fly... do your portrait in ice. Like somebody in Venice Beach who does caricatures that fast.
Mm-hmm. He's real good at ice sculpting.
Kills it.
And real good at staring at her face.
Oh, I know every curve and every inch of your face, Clarice. I could have carved it with my eyes closed. Yeah, what if he went down a deep, dark hole and was like, I like the taste of people and no one can stop me now.
Eat people and they just reappear. It doesn't matter.
An endless sustenance. I don't want to break my way out.
I can do literally whatever I want. Let's get real wild with it.
He just becomes a super villain and like some god, elder gods have to step in and be like,
let's see how many people I can kill this time.
Punxsutawney Phil shows up at his door with like hat in hand and was like, bro, I was just trying to teach you some humility, but you have gone off the rails. Because I imagine Punxsutawney Phil is the one doing all this. He's like the supernatural being.
Maybe.
That or Brian Doyle Murray. I really hope it's not Chris Elliott. Just from behind the camera, he keeps hitting rewind on it every night. And like back to 6 a.m.
Just laughing.
Just has a magical camera in the van. Like, because he's an editor, he's the cameraman. It would make sense. I didn't watch to see if there are any deleted scenes from this, but.
Oh, there was a lot of stuff.
Was there anything important from this movie that popped up?
No, they just cut up chaff. There's a lot of just fun stuff. The loops that they didn't put in. I think the only like kind of important stuff was they cut all things that involved him exploring the rules of the time loop because they didn't want to focus on that. Like there were loops like tried to leave town.
Oh.
And like see how far it and stuff.
Like
and,
on foot.
Yeah, and like in the cars and stuff.
Okay. Well, I mean the roads are closed, so that's pretty okay. That's fine. Yeah, if it was...
Yeah, but if he really tried, he could get maybe find a way past them.
I don't think he can because it's supernatural. I think the blizzard is too tough. It's like Silent Hill.
We could just get in a car right away and just leave, right?
Yeah.
He just wakes up instantly, just gets in a car.
Yeah. Here's a helicopter and flies away.
Yeah.
In real life, in February in Punxsutawney, the sun doesn't rise until 7:27, so that's a goof. If he woke up at 6 a.m. every day, it would be still night out for another hour and a half.
They didn't do their research.
Weather goofs. Let's hear some more of that trivia, Josh, because we all know how the movie ends. He hooks up with Andy McDowell, realizes he can't be a selfish dick anymore. He's probably not a god. And boom, time resets because he finds love. So what sort of other behind-the-scenes things you got for us?
Let me just go down a quick little list. This movie was not filmed in Punxsutawney. This was filmed in Woodstock, Illinois, primarily. They couldn't film in Punxsutawney because it was too small to support the crew.
Wow.
And it wasn't close to like a big city for like supply and stuff, and also just like wasn't a very good like filming, like there weren't good places for scenes.
Gotcha.
And stuff. Apparently the town is very annoyed with that. At the time, I assume they're fine now because people still go to the town because of this movie. There is a sequel to this movie. It's a video game sequel.
What?
Made in 2019.
Wait, what?
It appears to be canonical.
Wait, what?
And apparently it is not, like, apparently it's okay. Like, it's rated pretty highly.
It, what? It looks
while you're reeling from that, another fact.
Now I'm reeling from the video game cover. Did anybody look at it? It looks like an anime. But it is Groundhog's Day, but it's his son.
It's his son.
It's Groundhog's Day, son, like father, like son. It's for the PlayStation 4. Justin, get this.
Yeah,
play
Steam.
It,
yeah.
Report back to us. Josh, did you see the board game?
What? I'm not surprised, but what?
Funko.
Was that made like this year? Hang on. Prospero Hall make what the heck?
That
comes, 2021, yup, it's the year of movie board games.
It comes with a little Funko Pop.
And Prospero Hall designed it, of course.
It comes with the alarm clock reading 6 a.m.
Is it Gobbler's Knob or Cobbler's Knob?
Gobbler's Knob.
Bro, it is Gobbler's, Gobbler's Knob. Knob. We're not talking turkey here. Wow. Okay.
Wow, 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 indeed.
Wowee, wow.
Apparently, Bill Murray did not like this movie for a very long time.
Sure.
Eventually, he, you know, respects its influence on American culture, I guess, and is okay with it nowadays.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see it growing on you if, like, culturally everybody's like, I fucking love that movie.
It's a PlayStation VR game.
Oh, it's... Mm-hmm. What? What?
It comes from the Oculus and the Vive. And okay. PlayStation VR.
Maybe. I don't want to get it. I don't.
You do want to. You kind of do.
Nah. I'm not a completionist.
You're going to look up a video of someone playing it.
Yes, that's as far as while I do the
just
dishes.
Watch a speed run. Yeah. It's probably 10 minutes.
Speed run. Here, if you glitch through the wall, you can catch the pie, which Mrs. Evans drops at 2 p.m. Like, you have to plan out how the day works.
You can skip loops 2 through 60 if you clip through this wall.
Yeah, find the warp pipe.
End up in loop 61.
And that's your ticket out. Wow. So I know we were joking about how groundhogs being the safest and how that's how they settled on them. Not true. Bill Murray was bitten multiple times during the filming of this.
At least twice, two times in the same place.
Hilarious.
He had to receive multiple rabies injections because the bites were so severe.
Oh, damn.
Oh, this groundhog went to town on him. When asking for direction, Bill Murray would have two modes in this movie. He'd be like, am I good Phil or am I bad Phil? Originally, he wanted Tom Hanks for the role, Harold Ramis, which is kind of strange because Bill Murray's in a bunch of his stuff. But Hanks was turned away even though he was the original choice because he was too nice. He couldn't freak out on people and be as mean as Bill Murray, which is what Harold Ramis wanted for the role.
This is apparently the movie that proved that Bill Murray could be a serious actor.
There was one scene where they were comedy. Laying in bed that I was like, this is going on for way too long, and it was the dramatic one. But yeah, I get that.
The poster is ridiculous. I just noticed that... because it's got that stock 90s, it's like, we're just going to make them stare at the camera because it's a comedy. And I thought he was just waving from inside the clock, and I just noticed his second hand.
He's stuck in the clock.
Yeah, he's stuck in the clock, but you can't tell that because his face has no angle. Just like, yup, I'm stuck in a time loop comedy movie, and is just in the corner. Going, yup, he's stuck in a time loop.
And outside isn't how snowy zany. At all. It's like a summer evening.
It's Groundhog Day.
I know. It should be pretty snowy, but it's like a summer
like half
evening.
Snowy, half sunny.
Sure, yeah. He's having the day of his life over and over again is the tagline.
That's fine. Uh-huh. That's a fine tagline.
Josh, I know this is one of your favorite parts, which is why I'm trying to bring it back. We're going to get to the parents' guide on IMDb and tell you filthy details that this movie contains.
They recommend. No, this is much better.
Here we go with the dirt for Groundhog's Day. It was rated PG, which I feel like is a little light. These days it would have been rated PG-13. For him hitting on women in a gross way. All right, sex and nudity, mild. 102 out of 190 found this movie mild. A woman straddles a man while they kiss passionately. Women's underwear is briefly visible.
Ooh.
Second one here, woman wears skimpy maid outfit in one scene. I feel like that's your problem.
Was it that skimpy?
It was. For how cold it was out.
Okay.
We have violence and gore. This movie gets a mild from violence and gore with a 70 out of 97 finding it mild. Phil punches Ned. Rita slaps Phil several times. Profanity, we have another use of mild with three uses of the word hell. Dun, dun, dun. Alcohol, drugs, and smoking. Mild cigarette smoking throughout the film. There's a party scene, which several people are filmed drinking. We have one more to round it out. Frightening and intense scenes. It gets a mild. Phil jumps off a tall building. His body is seen in the morgue. Phil gets into a bathtub with a toaster. That has been the parent's guide to Groundhog's Day, if you've been listening this long and wondering if you should show your children. Got a straight mild through and through. Josh, first time watching this, I assume.
Hopefully the last.
We'll see.
Hopefully I don't get stuck in a Groundhog Day loop.
Oh my god, I just love that movie. Scene where he's chugging the coffee right out of the fucking coffee maker at the diner.
He has all that food on the table, like 20 donuts and like all pancakes.
That's all stuff. I was thinking about today, because sometimes we try and like theme our dinners.
Yeah, eat based on the movie. Right?
Yeah, and I was just like, do I get a table full of pastries? I chose no for multiple reasons. Josh, would you
but accidentally.
You were chain smoking the entire episode, though.
Oh, and chugging coffee, yeah. With a little stuffed groundhog next to me that I kept slapping and laughing and pointing at the TV to. How did you inadvertently do it, Josh? You have some little Debbie's?
Oh, I just happened to eat a muff, like, way too many sweets today.
Okay.
Because they were around.
You know, I also ate too many sweets. I was at Cat's studio, and they still have a bowl of Halloween candy. So I was picking the good'uns out of it. Oh. Still's got a bunch of Starburst in it, but those will stay there for a while. Not my favorites. So, Josh, we've come to that point in the episode. Would you recommend this movie?
No, absolutely not. I think, partially, this is kind of like the curse of me not watching movies before. Like, this is so in the pop zeitgeist. Now it is that, like, it didn't, right? Like, the loop thing wasn't new.
You totally knew that was coming, yeah.
It's a comedy and a feel-good movie, which is, like, two thumbs down for me. Like, I didn't laugh a single time I didn't feel like there was a plot at all, because they didn't define why the time was happening, which I read. That's one of the reasons I read so much about this movie.
Oh, you won't get an answer.
No. Yeah, that was a choice.
Yeah.
That the director made, which I was like, okay, fine. Like, sure, they don't want people watching the movie focusing on the time loop. They just want focus on, like, him doing stuff.
Uh-huh.
But, like, that kind of bugged me, and, like, it was just a dude being stuck in a time loop a million times until he decides to be a good guy, kind of. And, you know, he's only kind of a dick at the start. He's not, like...
He's not a super villain.
He's not that bad. Like, yeah, he's a jerk.
Yeah.
But, like, he's not, like, you know, Hannibal Lecter thing.
Oh, my God. That's what I'm saying. I don't want Hannibal Lecter stuck in a loop.
Like, I don't know. It just fell so flat. Like, the jokes weren't fun. There was basically no plot. It was just, yup, he decides to be good. Oh, and then he does, because he has infinite time on his hands to, like, learn to be good. And we don't really see that. He's just kind of good at piano, because he had one scene with a piano teacher.
And he catches
a kid.
Sometimes.
So, you know, I don't know. Yeah, no, I don't. You know, if you're listening to this podcast, Nick, you already understand the premise of Groundhog's Day, and therefore do not need to see this movie. You've probably seen it done better in other movies like Happy Death Day. I feel like this premise is just better done in literally any other movie that's done this premise.
Does that make you excited to round out my list and finish the movies?
No!
This premise?
I this is a very low bar, friend. I don't think that Happy Death Day is going to wow me. I don't think that third movie, whose name I've forgotten, is going to wow me.
Okay, so just not a premise for you at this point?
I think it could be a cool premise. I think it's just like a cheap, it's like a low-hanging fruit, right? How do we make a movie immediately interesting? Just time loop.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that seeing a girl get killed or by a killer like 20 times is going to be, like, figure out a way out of the loop or to kill whatever is going to be that interesting.
Oh, that's a good one, though.
Yeah, I'm sure it's fine. I like horror. Is, you know, we'll see. Oh man, you know what would be good ground stay loop? Like old mixed with this movie. Ooh. I don't know why I keep thinking of old. Ooh. I haven't seen it. I don't want to see it. But
oh, old
imagine if he
one?
Woke up.
Hmm? So
the new old.
It's
the beach.
It's so bad.
You know,
it's
they get, I'm sure it's bad. But imagine if you ground stay, but every loop you got a year older.
What's the point?
I don't know. There's like some prep, and he's got a limited time to do it, and he does the thing when he's like 9, so it's funny or something.
All right.
Or wasn't there a movie kind of like that? What's that movie? Like the guy gets younger.
Oh,
the Curious Case of Benjamin Button.
Benjamin Button is
I
that?
I never saw that.
Okay.
He gets younger. I think everybody else is just like everybody. Nor time is normal.
Yeah, he just was born old and then aged to be younger.
Okay, that's weird.
Yes.
Yeah, that's why I didn't watch it.
It's like a reverse Dorian Gray thing.
If you want, if you want a ton of Groundhog's Day based television episodes, check out Star Trek. There's like 7 episodes in Next Gen alone where they're stuck in a time.
The same series.
Yeah.
That'd be funny if that's like one of the villains, right? Like the Borg instead of a symbol, they just send you into time loops.
Oh, that would be creepy, though.
Like Q episodes, you're just like, it's a time loop episode now.
That would be so creepy because like one person realizes it and they're like, oh god, we're in another time loop. How long have we been in this one?
That could be cool, right? Because you're watching like what a 70-something episode series. You know that sometimes it's going to be a time episode.
Yeah.
Like, you get, like, 20 minutes in, and the show's like, oh, gotcha, time episode.
Oh, it's like Doctor Who, how it gets me every time. It's like, oh, my God, people are disappearing in old London town. What could it be? Oh, it's aliens? Oh, it's because it's Doctor Who. It's always aliens.
Always but aliens.
It always gets me. I'm like, what is it this time? Is it mummies? No, oh, it is mummies, but it's aliens.
Guess what? Alien mummies.
Yep. Is it? It's dinosaurs? Ah, they're from space. I see. Dinosaur aliens.
Yeah, talking dinosaur aliens.
Every time. I'm like, what could it be? The X-Files, it wasn't always aliens. They did more of a monster of the week kind of thing. Justin, would you recommend this movie?
Yeah, it was fun.
You got a history with it at all?
It's been a while since I've seen it. It's not one of the ones that I've, like... It wasn't something that was like my favorite that I watched a bunch,
mm-hmm.
but I've seen it a handful of times.
This is one we had on VHS because it was a comedy with Bill Murray and it was PG. So it was just an easy one to put on. I feel like this is more of a holiday movie, like good for November, December because of how snowy it is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to put on a movie for Groundhog's Day usually. But it's a good winter movie. There's some funny bits in it, some funny dialogue. I'd also recommend it. Yeah, especially if you're interested in, like, what do you even call this? Like, casual supernatural sci-fi? Like, really low-key? Because it is, like, a comedy romance drama, but built around the premise of a supernatural or sci-fi event taking place.
According to the wiki page, Groundhog's Day is credited with the mainstream acceptance of comedy films featuring fantasy genre elements.
I love it. That's exactly what we're talking about. Recently, did you see Ryan Reynolds is going to be in another Christmas Carol movie?
I did.
I believe now I have a theory going at this point in time. He's the only actor to be in two Christmas Carol movies.
Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, this is going to be his second.
What was his first?
Ghosts of Girlfriends Past.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yep.
Yikes.
So I'm going to do a little research before next week and try and figure that out. If any other actors, like maybe Jean-Luc
Josh,
Picard.
can you guess what Ghosts of Girlfriends Past is about?
A guy like wait, so it's Christmas Carol,
It's
right?
Christmas Carol, but it's
Right.
called A Ghosts of
Ghosts of
Girlfriends
Girlfriends Past. So it
Past.
just focuses on the past part?
Nope. Nope.
No.
That's just the name.
Like the ghost of his dead wives show whatever.
I like where you're going with this. Like he's a serial killer and there's just way too many dead
Oh yeah,
ex-girlfriends.
please let it be like a thriller horror movie. It's not, isn't it? It's a comedy,
No,
isn't it?
it's a
It's
romantic
totally
comedy.
just about the women's hearts that he's broken. We're never gonna watch it. That's not on my
Yeah,
list.
and it's about him. Yeah, it's like
It just hears all the
getting
stories of the
visited by
girls that
the
don't.
girls, the ghosts of his relationships.
Yeah, I'm a player and I shouldn't be. Yeah.
So it's like Christmas Carol in like name alone, and there's no like
Well, he is
homages to it. No, it
learning.
is
He's
supernatural. There are
Oh, he learns to
ghosts.
stop being a
There
jerk.
are ghosts that teach him a
Okay.
lesson.
Okay.
They aren't ghosts of dead people, they're ghosts of dead relationships.
Yes.
It
Wait,
does.
what?
Yeah.
Wait, the
it's a
relationship concept manifests in ghost form, like
Yes.
constant
And it's a
several
VR game.
times.
And it's a board game. And
No, please. Prospero Hall hasn't had that much time. There's no way the
no,
ghosts of girlfriends pass.
it is the ghosts of the dead relationships manifested as the girls he dated.
That's
Yeah,
dumb.
It is, yeah.
and he learns to give love, like Scrooge learns to give money.
This
Or
is why I hate comedy
Phil
movies.
learned to give love and not kill groundhogs.
Yes.
Yeah. So this has been Have You Seen? A
Oh.
lot of fun tonight going over and over and over this movie. But until 6 a.m., I'm Austin.
I'm Josh.
Justin.
Hey guys, have you seen?